added. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu and two others survive road accident along the Kasama Mpika Road. MedRap calls for urgent action as volunteer doctors set to down tools. And UN Environment report hijacked by US and others over fossil fuels, top scientist says. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu, together with two others, have been involved in a road traffic accident along the Kasama Mpika Road. The others involved in the accident are former Mines Minister Richard Musukwa and former DMMU National Coordinator Chanda Kabwe. The accident occurred about 30 kilometers before Kasama on the Kasama Mpika Road. It happened in the early hours of today when the driver attempted to avoid a cyclist who suddenly crossed the road, causing the vehicle to overturn. Meanwhile, PF Faction Acting President Given Luvinda says Mr. Zulu and the others are out of danger and have been admitted to Kasama General Hospital. The police are yet to issue a statement on the accident. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has called on government to expedite the employment of health workers following the announcement by the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia that volunteer doctors will down tools effective Friday, 19th December 2025. MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka says government already has a budget line for the recruitment of health workers in the 2025 and 2026 national budgets. In an interview, Ms. Telioka says the decision by volunteer doctors to down tools is a call for the government to address their concerns, noting that volunteers have continued to provide essential services to the public, especially at a time when the doctor-patient ratio remains high. He has further advised the government to provide a clear timeline on when it will employ health workers, adding that priority should be given to the volunteers. Ms. Telioka adds that if the government is unable to recruit them immediately, it should at least provide allowances to help volunteers meet their basic needs.
These volunteers have been there for some time now, and they have a reasonable expectation after a period of time to be considered for employment by government. That hasn't come through yet, and that's the reason that they are, you know, now saying that they want to withdraw labor. So in our opinion, the protest is simply a call to government to say that they need to meet these volunteers halfway. In the first of all, by giving them a definite period when they can be employed. The employment of healthcare workers is already budgeted for by government. And so, the government should implement that program to employ the healthcare workers as soon as possible.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, says weak public infrastructure management is contributing to Zambia's rising public debt, which reached about $25 billion in 2024 and continued to grow in 2025, with external debt standing at $15.7 billion by mid-year. Speaking at the launch of the Fiscal Transparency and Accountability Initiative project, held in partnership with Transparency International Australia, TIZ Advocacy, Policy and Research Manager Bright Chizonde said many national projects are overpriced, poorly appraised, and highly vulnerable to corruption. He has noted that the mismatch between rising debt and slow economic growth is partly driven by inflated project costs, governance weaknesses, and entrenched corruption in public investment projects.
When the wrong infrastructure projects are undertaken, governments can fall into debt distress with high foreign interest payments, poor projects, and with little money left to pay for healthcare, social services, and climate action. If you remember, maybe in the past 5 years or so, you were doing some budget analysis, you were able to see as debt accumulated, and then we had interest payments which were going higher, then we had social sector crowding out, which means government resources are moving from the social sector to pay off the debt. That is the problem with indebtedness. So the country can become indebted if we don't manage our public infrastructure investment.
Meanwhile, Transparency International Zambia head of programs, Raymond Mutale, said TIZ acknowledges the critical role that well-planned and responsibly implemented public investment and infrastructure development play in advancing the country's social and economic progress.
TIZ, however, commends the government of the Republic of Zambia for taking steps to address these challenges. The introduction of key reforms such as the development of the Public Investment Management Guidelines, the Appraisal Manual, Risk Management Guidelines, and the first National Public Investment Management Strategy represents meaningful progress towards strengthening transparency, accountability, and efficiency in public investment management cycle.
UPND Chilanga Member of Parliament Sipho Hlazo has condemned the growing culture of insult among politicians. Speaking when he featured on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Hlazo said leaders should differ on ideas, not personalities. He has called on politicians to respect one another and refrain from attacking each other on social media platforms. The Chilanga lawmaker has expressed sadness that some aspiring candidates in the area have been issuing attacks on social media, but stated that he will not respond to them.
Personally, I mean, you see, go to social media pages, you have those that are aspiring to stand, sponsor some pages, to throw mud at me, but I don't react, and I can guarantee them that they won't get a reaction from me, because we need to also change our politics. You see, we cannot expect to see insults every day. Eventually, we're going to lose our culture as a country, and this is what I tell the people, especially young people, that you see, we're a cultured nation, and the issue of insulting a politician, elders, they're not just the politicians, these are elders, and as a country, we've not been like that to insult elderly people. We've been taught to respect.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the refinery sector's contribution to the country's GDP this year. In an interview, Association Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chivumba says the sector has recorded negative performance in 2025. Dr. Chivumba explains that the industry has been heavily affected by high production costs, driven largely by dependence on electricity and fluctuations in the exchange rate. He has noted that, in contrast, the mining sector is expected to make a significant contribution to the national GDP due to ongoing investments in the country.
So if you don't buy your day-old chicks, right, okay, the guys who run the incubators, are they going to produce day-old chicks? They're also affected with electricity, so they don't produce as many day-old chicks. The whole poultry sector production dropped. Close production has dropped in the poultry sector. The feed requirement also dropped. So I don't know. That's why I'm even shocked when people say that GDP in this country has increased. So maybe we're just counting mining. We're not counting the rest of the sector. But definitely our sector has not grown. You know, we've gone negative this year.
The News continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit